Flags, mobile, monitoring.
Yep, I've done that with her.
she don't want to do something, you just let her have it, and then she'll figure it out.
My little rascal was happy we made it back yesterday. Man, and, well, save for yesterday, I guess. It was actually yesterday morning, early morning, but he was a happy camper. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen him that excited. Vacation down in Orlando. Ended up picking up a new radio. We got the 991A.
When I kind of had my sights on when I was first, you know, first got my General and that, but I ended up with this 450D, and I kind of like it.
The radios they have in the market nowadays, they're all good. All of them are good. I haven't found a bad one yet. Well, some of the Chinese radios, I mean, you get what you're paying for. KD4 IOX.
Guys, have a good weekend this weekend. KO4HKX.
Here, grandkids came by on Saturday, and we just laid low on Sunday.
Then with the radio, going all the way down to Florida and back. We had a great weekend. Stop at a flea market there in Daytona. If you ever pass through Daytona, you always need to stop by the Daytona Beach flea market. They're by the airport and the racetrack. They always got a bunch of good stuff.
Good to hear it. And again, I hope you had a good time with the grandkids and birthday parties.
Good time. Can't really complain. And they were wide open.
A break now, get to relax during the week.
We don't have to work. She's only working Wednesday this week. And then we laid low yesterday, watched a little bit of TV, did a little bit of radio.
Yeah. A little too much last weekend. Maybe this weekend will be a lot better. This is a gazillion times, Patrick, but where are you going to be at today?
Usually I'm around Traveler's Rest in Berea this afternoon, but I got to take the dog to the vet this morning, so not sure exactly where I'll be at.
You in the truck, or you're not going to get the truck till later?
Truck till later today.
That's with the buddy there.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, but like I said, I just don't want to watch her suffer. Done enough of that yesterday. KO4HKX.
Morning, Eric. KN4KFW.
KD4IOX.
What, Patrick?
Her liver disease has finally got her. She hadn't been able to eat, can't stand up. She's 14 and a half years old, so it's just that time.
Okay, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
See, on the news, they're getting ready to do some interstate construction down there around the 44.
I-85?
Said he got a project starting here in a week or so. Last 5 months down there around 44, somewhere down there.
What hole?
Well, it's 290s looking this morning.
Getting ready to ask about that. With it raining, I didn't figure they were working, but they usually make a mess out of it.
I don't know. Ken, what do you think? They definitely put a lot of money into getting set up to make the big mess.
See, for me, we only have to go to the Ingalls unless I'm headed up to North Carolina somewhere. And that. But I know my neighbors, or my ex-neighbor, she's been complaining because it just takes you forever now to get down through there.
Yeah, I get around. I take a 101 to that first light, turn left. You got to go bypass the lake, Robinson Lake there. Bypasses all this.
Put 101 and hit 11 and come out right there on 25. So that's just what I've been doing.
You have clients on 290, right?
I do.
Parking lots, right?
A couple of them are getting their parking lots dug up. So I don't know what I'm going to do then.
The customer I mentioned the other day, a while back, back. It didn't have much of a lot. No, not that one. The one up the road from there, they're coming right into the middle of the parking lot, up close to the building, and then going out. So I'm basically shut them down for the amount of time they're there.
Seeing going on the extra. I know I haven't even looked at it.
Okay, chapter four is a little bit, and we'll have to try to learn it a little more or memorize it one, but the rest of it's coming along pretty good.
Take a practice test, got a few questions into it, my heart just really wasn't in it.
My heart really is into it, you know?
That the aggravation is worth the benefit.
50 miles an hour to 45 mile zone. It's just not fast enough for some people. The driving range, 84 highways.
About the same speed no matter what the weather.
They're coming on the interstate. They drive the same speed.
So it's supposed to drive twice the speed limit. Why do you drive half the speed limit?
The jet that crash landed on 75. Yeah, we missed that.
Talk about that.
Citation from small corporate jets. I think he said six people on board, four got out, two perished, and an emergency landing on I-75. So we passed by three Buc-ee's, didn't stop it either.
Was the reason to give for the plane landing on Interstate 75?
Didn't quit. Which the jet was on fire. It was definitely in flames. And so I'm assuming they had fuel on board. Both engines went out. It's kind of hot. IO2 that airport, I guess.
For both engines to go out at the same time.
But the steerman that landed on Four Seasons. I don't know why the engine quit. Because your tanks were empty. That day, Patrick.
You never know. Maybe they just didn't put enough fuel in or, you know, miscalculated.
But it'd be the certified breathalyzer operator to witness the drawing of the blood. And it was the first PWI case in North Carolina. Pilot had fuel, the airplane did not. 84 IOX.
There's one way to do it. KO4 HKX.
He must break with his left foot.
Coming off.
It just stays on steady. Rain's keeping him cool. Off of it.
I have a safe trip on into work. I'm gonna go in here and get the wife up. She's got to get ready to go to work and check on the pooch and get ready to deal with that. So you gentlemen have a safe day. And Leon, I'll give you a shout later today. KO4HKX. I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
Yeah, 7-3, Patrick. And it'll have to be today. It's just wherever you're going to schedule for a while. No rush. 84 IOX.
7-3, Patrick. I hope your day gets better. KN4 CFW.
7-3, Patrick. Sorry to hear all that's going on, but give her a pat on the head for me and see her off well. Have a great day, man. WTJKT 73.
Pups, I wouldn't mind seeing again. You know?
Oh, I had one foot down because the grandkids were. Well, all the kids were living with us, and then had a baby, and my child didn't like the baby.
Of all the ones not to like.
That dog was Thanksgiving in 2022. That was no fun at all.
Next question. Power supply. supplies, you know, for my radio, like a 25 amp power supply. What is a switching power supply?
Load power supply works by basically switching, okay? So it has a transistor, and the transistor goes between an on and an off state at a high frequency. And in the on state, it is loading some energy into a magnetic device, usually a transformer or an inductor, depending on the type of switching power supply it is. And then during the off state, that energy is dumped out to the load. So it's basically, you know, taking buckets of energy one at a time from the input to the output, and it does a very high frequency. The other type's a linear, and that's just basically a step-down transformer with a rectifier, and it does, you know, it's always on. So, that's basically the two types.
Just a minute, but remember where the other day we were talking about the lines on the road, and I said, dang, I almost ran off the road right there at 85 and 26?
Yep.
There's two big trucks. They're sitting there in the grass, and that they're all stuck up in the grass. It leads you to believe that it goes bears to the right, and then you follow the dotted things, and then all of a sudden, you're off in the grass.
Definitely true, especially when it rains. It gets really hard to see the lines on 85. They have reflectors, but, you know, half of them are broken off and missing and stuff, and then the lines, you just can't see them at all.
You're gone, and you need to be paying attention to the ones on the left, you know what I mean, to stay in the right-hand lane, because where it breaks off, the two lanes break off, there's a lot of reflectors, and if you start following them reflectors, by the time you realize it, man, you're running off the road. But which power supply is better?
26 now, so I guess I'll have a good show.
Might not be able to see them. There wasn't any police there or anything yet.
Truck on the southbound side with a car that I guess it spun out. There's a spot on 85 south. There gets a lot of water pooling, and I hit it, and I wasn't going that fast, but I guess maybe he hit it and spun off into the little wire guardrail on the left side. So there's a fire truck waiting with him, and just taking it easy this morning because people are nuts and the roads are really bad.
And then about 60.
Be out there in about 10 minutes. You have a great day. Take care. 73 out at the office. I'll talk to you just later down the pike. 84 ILX.
Great day, WTJKT.
73 Leon, be careful out there. KN4 TFW. Fly creates less noise.
Old flies, you know, still create noise, but they operate at line frequency, right? So, you know, 60 hertz. And you might have a few harmonics of that, so, you know, the noise is very, very low. The switching mode power supplies, they can create noise, but you can design that noise out and basically confine it to the power supply and, you know, filter the output, filter the input, and, you know, it doesn't really create an issue.
Right now, the switching, and it's probably only, I don't know, 5 inches from a radio. I ain't never had no issues with it that I noticed.
I mean, power, especially if it's a power supply designed for ham radio operators, it's going to be RF quiet.
Finally picked up an Asian station, picked up Japan on digital mode.
A couple of Japan stations in my log somewhere, but yeah, they're sometimes hard to get.
Outside and kind of re-aim my antenna a little bit. Oh yeah, I see the fire truck now.
I've got some, I actually got a station from Malta a couple times, so that was pretty fun. I have yet to get a bunch of countries. I don't really keep track, but I don't think I've gotten anybody in Africa, and I don't think I've gotten a couple in South America.
Three or four African countries last weekend, and I tried to get Reunion Island. They were on last night, but I would have had to go out there and turn my antenna a little bit. But I picked up a Ukraine station. It just went on digital. He just said the CQ zone he was in, and I clicked it and ended up being a Ukraine station.
I didn't know that they had too many people still on the air over there. I thought that the Ukrainian government had, like, put a moratorium on ham radio or something because they were afraid the Russians were going to use it to communicate or something.
No, it popped up. There's actually a couple of Ukrainian stations, but I don't know, on digital mode, I guess it still works the same way. You can overshoot on the bounce.
Yeah, propagation like any other.
It's like, you know, I pick up one station, and then it's like, it seems like the, you know, the direction is the same direction for another station, and it's like, man, I, you know, try five or six times and never get an acknowledgement.
Get competitive, and, you know, there are always that case where there's a station that you can't hear that he can, so, you know, just the same kind of challenges.
Because of the way my antenna is, like an octopus, you know, with four bands, can it pick up something on a different antenna, and then I just can't get there because the direction is wrong for the frequency that I need? Like, can it pick up on my, I'm an 80 meter stick and I'm hearing him, but my 20 is facing the wrong way?
Is different on those bands too. You know, the skip distance tends to be shorter on the lower bands and longer on the higher bands. So you might be able to hear somebody on 80 meters, but not on 20. You know, if they're that right distance away, that, you know, 20 might shoot over top of them, but, you know, 80 meters would come down on them.
Hearing them with the 80 meter antenna, even though they're on 20, right?
Antenna wouldn't really be sensitive to 20 meters that much. And plus, you know, your receiver's got pre-select filters in it. So if you're tuned into the 80 meter band, you know, you're, you know, everything else is going to be filtered out of your RF deck. Those, including probably yours, have a filter that's designed specifically for the AM broadcast band. Because, you know, AM broadcast stations are very powerful, and they can, you know, desensitize your receiver. So a lot of, like, I know my TS-590s have a broadcast band notch in them, and I think most of my other Kenwoods do as well. But the ASUS probably also, and ICOMs probably also.
Some of them shortwave stations on a few frequencies, I think, like, I don't know, in the 7260s or 7270s or something, you can hear some stations in there.
Yeah, those. I'm talking about the U.S. broadcast band. Like, if you live near an AM transmitter, the fields in you are going to be very, very strong, even if you're a couple miles away. So, you know, they have those broadcast notches that go from, like, one point, like from a half a megahertz up to, like, 1.5 megahertz. They try to filter it out.
Give me just a minute. I'm getting ready to go into a bad spot, I think. Maybe the rain won't be so bad.
JKT standing by.
I'm back.
Welcome back, W2JKT. Yeah, propagation has actually been great this morning. I've had no trouble hearing the repeater, even up by my breakfast stop and north from there. I was picking up Leon full quieting up at, like, exit 95, which is unheard of lately.
Same thing this morning, because I was hearing you real good.
Anything this morning?
Man, I got a tire light just popped on.
From the cold and not from you having a leak.
I'm turning in the road to work anyway right now, so I'll be able to check it.
Happen in the middle of the highway if you've got a leak.
Through the menu and see if it's got one of those that shows me the tire pressure.
I think I need to go, I forget where mine is, but I know I've got the same thing where I can see what the tire pressure is. I just have to find it in the menus. Right side 36, left side 37. That's weird.
Not escape.
Yeah. Supposed to be at 37, and it'll start giving me yellow if I get down to 32 or something.
I'll have to maybe look at the manual.
Cars have so many complicated menus to go through nowadays.
The screen back to the way I had it. 73. You have a good trip in the rest of the way. Be safe, and I'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.
All right, this morning. Have a great day, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, probably on my way in. This is W2JKT. Talk to you later.